As the fog slowly lifted from the lake, you could just see the tips of the mermaids' tails. I had no rush to leave. If you lived forever, you would understand. Even though I was excited to see my father, who I hadn't seen since I was born, I slowly lifted my wings to go. I didn't know where he was, but all dragons had a clue where their family was. I flew through the mist. I heard the mermaid song getting quieter and quieter. Then I realized it was completely silent. I knew I was far from home, and suddenly I realized that the air did not smell the same. It smelled of smoke. I flew out of the smoke to see a giant city. I saw big balls of fire flying and exploding. Then all of a sudden, one hit me, and I felt a big pain in my wing. I started to fall. Lower and lower I went. There were noises that sounded a lot like mermaids, but in horror instead of happiness. Then crash! My nose landed right in front of a mermaid without a tail. She had legs instead. She looked so scared and frightened, and I knew she could see me. I heard of humans, but they couldn't see dragons. But it looked like this one was special, like she could see me. She stopped her crying and looked at me in awe. All of a sudden, the pain left my wing. I had heard of dragons connecting with humans, but I never thought it would feel so beautiful. She stood up and started walking towards me. She put her hand on my snout, and I just started purring, nudging closer to her, wanting her to hop on my back and fly away, fly to a land where we could live forever together. Then she said,
"Hello, do you know I'm here?"
Legend had it that only some people could understand dragons. I remembered that if you did connect to a human, which was very rare, they could understand you. I told her to get on my back and we would find somewhere to stay for the night. She thanked me and hopped aboard on my back. I saw her pinch herself and then I heard her say to herself,
"Whoa, I'm not dreaming. Awesome."
I laughed to myself and lifted my wings. I realized that my wing was better. Well, miracles can happen, just like when I came to this land. I hoped that I could get back soon and meet my father. I saw a cave where there would be just enough room for us. We lay down and I started to sing a song that my mom used to sing to me when I was little.
Guardian angels are near, so sleep without fear. Lullaby.
I saw her yawn and lay down. I looked at her and she looked so precious and sweet. Then I laid my snout down, careful not to squish her. I knew I wouldn't, and I let myself doze off into a sleep. When I awoke, I saw the tips of the cloud just disappearing over the mountain. I woke Twyla and told her that we better get going. She looked confused. I saw that she remembered, and her eyes filled with sorrow. She told me about her family dying, and I knew that it was a push, but I asked her if she wanted to live with me. I saw her eyes brighten, and she hopped on my back, and I flew as fast as I could into the cloud. As we traveled, I could hear the humans' cry getting quieter and quieter. And I heard the mermaid's voice, and I heard a dragon's call, calling for me. I followed the voice until I found my father and my mother. I embraced them and I flew down to where the mermaid swam, and me and Twyla and my family played and sang and lived happily ever after. The end.